So, the case was that the bocha, the yeshiva, the bocha doesn't like yeshiva food, so he goes to his favorite restaurant. And he says to the favorite restaurant, I'm going to be here a lot this year, where I'm in yeshiva, so here's my credit card, and whenever I order food, just take off the credit card. Fine. So, he did visit a lot, and he noticed after about 3 months in yeshiva, when he's looking at his bills from his credit card, that nothing was coming off his bank account. So he thought that was a bit strange. So he went to investigate by the restaurant who got the wrong number, or they haven't yet activated it, and it's a huge bill already after 3 months. So he went to investigate from the restaurant and says, have you been actually taking from the credit cards, using my credit card? So they said, fine, everything's going well, we've been taking from the credit cards, no problem. So he realized that he's been using the credit cards, they've got their money. Who has lost out or hasn't yet got the money? It's the credit card firm. They haven't taken money from me. Okay. Maybe they will one day.
He gave the wrong number though, right?
No, he gave the right number. He found out they gave the right number. Everything was good. Got the right number. Got the right credit card. They've been receiving the money from the credit card company. But the credit card company has not been taking anything from him. Maybe one day they will. But he felt it was unlikely after 3 months that things will change. So now he came up with a sort of money-making scheme. And he started advertising in the yeshiva.
Meals.
I can provide meals at half the price of the shops.
Wow.
And he made quite good business for the next 7 months. He was in yeshiva. As he was about to leave, again, he's been checking his credit card company, nothing's happened, nothing's changed. As he was about to leave yeshiva, he told one of his rebbes that, you know, I enjoyed this year a lot in yeshiva. And actually, I think the tuition is, I've covered my tuition maybe to a certain extent that I've been here. Maybe I'll continue another year in yeshiva. So he said, why? So he told him the whole story. He said, I don't think this is a poshita business that you're doing. Let us go to the Beis Din and find out whether what you did was the Seder or not. Yeah? So, to summarize, what is the big picture we have here? A bocha comes for yeshiva, he doesn't like the food, he goes to his favorite restaurant, he says, I'm going to be here a lot, I give you my credit card, use my credit card whenever I come in for food. He does that for 3 months, he finds that nothing is coming out of his bank account. He goes back to the shop and says, have you been using my credit card? Have you got the right credit card number? Yes, yes, they've been using it and they've received their money. He realizes they've received the money, but the credit card company is not taking anything out of his account. So he decides now, well, it's gone on for 3 months, we'll probably continue, maybe I can make business on this. So he decides advertising the cheap foods from a restaurant. And he makes a lot of money, until the end of the year he tells his Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, maybe it's not so Seder here, maybe we've got an issue of Gezel over here, let us go to the Beis Din. Now, who is the credit card company? The credit card company belongs to the Goy. So now the shaila is this called Gezel Goy or not? Is this called Gezel Goy? Let's look at our first Mara Mokum, which is on your sheet number 2. And it says clearly, so no one should have in doubt about this issue. It says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, over there, Kol Agonev Afilu Shova Pruta, anyone who steals even a slight amount of money, over our love lo tignovu, is over on the issur, the Torah of not stealing, v'chayv v'shalem, and y'chayv to compensate that stealing. Echad agova momem Yisrael, or go for Momen Shel Goyim, whether you steal from a Jew or from a Goy. There's no difference. There's an Iser Gezel even from a Goy. So the Shaila in our case is our case, the Bochor Reuven, is he stealing from this Goy or not? Does it come under the parameters of stealing where he has to, obviously, give back the money he stole?
The Goy voluntarily gives up the money.
The Goy voluntarily gave up his money.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first 3 months is different than after that. The first 3 months, he didn't know about it. So that definitely would be a tos akum in that case, and unintentional. Once you're going beyond 3 months, even though it's still a tos akum, maybe say he's now doing it with mazid, maybe that would be more of a...
Okay. He's stealing.
If it was a Jew, what would you say?
I'm not a novi, but I knew that's what Eric was going to say. I was just waiting.
He's stealing them when he never put up.
Who, what are you saying? Who's stealing?
No stealing.
No stealing. Okay, no stealing.
You have an obligation.
Yeah. But by a Jew, you have an obligation to look after his money.
Taking our advantage of the mistake of a goy. Okay.
Okay. Okay. He didn't go to his pocket and take.
Yes. He knows it.
He's still. It's a real case. It's a real case.
What is the relationship?
I'm saying, like, is it like we go to a shop?
Yes.
And something is most obviously mislabeled on its price. Right, but yet you know, right?
Yeah.
But I think like it's a ridiculous price. You buy the whole lot.
Yeah.
So and you tell all your friends about knowing full well that this is the wrong price.
Yeah.
Then you're taking advantage. Yes. But you're taking advantage. Yes. You know something is definitely wrong. The fact that company, he has no idea whether they're just. The company are just a bit lax in their billing.
So you're saying it's better than that?
It could be that one day it's going to be that. No, I know.
You're taking a big chance.
I advertised my name to be studied. I told my friend I made a money. No idea. I'm going to come through and get next year as well.
Is it? Normally he would only stay 1 year in yeshiva, this guy. This guy is thinking of staying 2 years, yeah? He's had such
a... Why not five at this rate?
Yeah. So the question is, first question I want to ask you, is what exactly is the relationship between Reuven, the Bochor, who has the credit card, and the credit card company? What is that relationship between the two? What has gone on? How do you see it halachically?
The lender
relationship.
The lender borrower.
Lender
borrower. Credit card is putting up the money ahead of time, and you pay him back.
Buyer, seller. What is it?
Bank.
What is it?
Bank.
There's a clear contract between the company and the
bank. What type of card is it?
Every time you say you're liable to bank.
So what are you? What do we call you? What have you done when you use your credit cards? What do you do when you use your credit cards?
Borrowing money.
You're borrowing money. I'm telling, what am I telling the goy? I'm telling the goy, give money to the restaurant. That's by giving money to the restaurant, that's what I want you to do. That's like giving it to me. And I owe you the money. So therefore, it's basically saying, I'm borrowing money, and I owe you money. It's a debt. It's a debt. A debt that is called in Loshon of the... It would be considered like an Orev Shlof Dots. That's what they call it in Halach. Where there's a guarantor. A guarantor. The credit. Yes, Shlof Dots is called. Yeah. It's called a guarantor. Lends money to the restaurant. And I'm a guarantor on that debt, so much so that you can't go to the lender, you can only go to the guarantor. He's called a special guarantor, a guarantor shlof dots, where you can only go to the guarantor and not to the one who borrowed the money.
What are those words?
Shlof dots.
That means
dots. It's Aramaic.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, that's the relationship. So he's borrowed money, but he owes the goy money. If so, let us look at the next halakha.
Thank you.
which is number one.
I owe the goy money if he asks.
Number one on the sheet. You owe the money to the goy?
If he didn't ask for it, he didn't ask for it.
It's like somebody who lent you money, he hasn't yet asked to be paid.
But correct? My liability is really to the restaurant. The restaurant got paid.
Yeah, he got paid. How did he get paid? Because I told the goy, give him money. Get money. I'm taking your food. Give him money, goy. And I'll pay you back, the goy. And you like giving me money. Giving the goy, the restaurant's like giving me, I owe you money. That's the relationship. He owes the goy money. Says the Shulchan Aruch, which is number one in your sheet, in the Ramah. For Yisrael, Shachayv, Lo Dechodim, a Yisrael who owes money as a debt to a goy. The mace and the goy dies, who he owes the money. If ain't over the Chachavim, Yodim is there. If no goy knows that you owe money to that goy which died, ain't Chay Lifroah. You don't have to pay that debt at all. The Yoshev, not to the children of the lender. You don't have to pay the children of the lender because no one knows. What's this vault of not knowing? Because people know it's a Chilul Hashem not to pay your debt. But if nobody knows, there's no Chilul Hashem. And therefore all it is that I owe money to the goy doesn't know about it, and I don't have to pay. If it's a Jew, then I'm not chayv to pay. But if it's a goy, if I owe money to goy and he doesn't know about it, and there's no way going about it, whether it will be chilul Hashem, then I don't have to pay. What's the reason, what's the source of such a thing? You don't have to pay your debt. What's the source of such a thing? Because there's a pasuk in Shmuel's learned out from. Where do we know that stealing from a goy is awesome? So it comes out from pasuk in Shmuel. Biyat amitzi chaniyat v'yoret alav b'shevet v'yigzo es achanis miyat amitzi. You steal the shield of the goy. You steal the shield of the goy from the hands of the goy. Then it's awesome. You're not allowed to steal something that belongs to the goy from the hands of the goy. That's where we know it's awesome to steal from the goy. So we learn from here. That is only also to steal from a goy if you're taking something from his hands. But if you got something with the consent of the goy, but now you just owe him back, you don't have to pay him back. It's not called gezel not to pay him back. Gezel by goy is only to go to him and take something out of his hands. Like, let's see, lent me money and with his das. I didn't steal the money, he gave it. I borrowed money. And now I owe him back, and I just don't pay him back. That's not called gezel when it comes to a goy. It's called gezel when it comes to yid, but when it comes to a goy, not paying your debts is not gezel. Gezel by goy is only when you take something against his will from his hands.
That's a gezeres kas?
Yes. That's the gezel. See, if so, if you owe money to goy and the goy doesn't know about it, there's no chilul Hashem. There's no issa gezel not to pay it back. Okay. So, does that apply to our case or not? This allowance, does it apply to our case or not?
Borrowed money and the goy silent. It doesn't have to know enough to say, you know. But
it's even more than that, it's a corporation.
No, we do.
The corporation doesn't know what left hand and what right hand is.
So the first few months you say for sure, does it apply to the second set of months, the other 7 months?
Yes.
The goy should
know. No, he's doing business on the back of his borrowing. He's doing
debt.
What? Why do we need dead in this case? Because we need a dead. What was the logic we're saying?
Because he has to know to make machar. You owe me money.
Yes. So does anybody know? Even if you're not dead and he doesn't know, it's also the same.
Any day in the post, you can get a bill from a credit card.
He's not, and then he assumes that there's some
Yeah, but what happens after they find out and they see
so many people were getting, he couldn't possibly eat that amount.
So
that's
going to
look terrible on the statement. Must look, it was $1,000 a month.
There's some fault in the machine, okay. And therefore the assumption, and it was a correct assumption for the last whole year, is that it's a fault which won't retroactively be a problem. Maybe eventually they'll find, maybe fix it that for the future, but for the back, they'll never know anything for the back.
How does he know that?
He's making an assumption that after such a month town that that's going to continue. So are you telling me, is there a difference between the first lot of months or the second lot of months, or there's no difference? What are you telling me?
It could be a big chil Hashem.
If it's a chil Hashem, then the whole lot is awesome. You have to pay the whole thing back.
Why is it chil Hashem? They give him a
If it's no chil Hashem, what's the difference?
When he finds out, it's for sure going to be a chil Hashem.
What do you think that a credit card company is going to do when they find out? They're going to send a bill. So if you pay, then it's not going to show.
Pay
the bill.
But in the restaurant, what about the restaurant?
Restaurant got their money. The restaurant
got their money. They know the system. They know what he's doing. There's all these other kids coming in to eat. They know exactly what's going on.
No, he picks them up. It's an auto. He doesn't take them to the restaurant. He doesn't take them to the restaurant. He makes the whole business in Yeshiva.
In the Yomarach case, the guy knew about the original loaf. It's just that he lit mace and no longer knew.
Hey, he's here. He never knew that. So you say it's better.
It's better and worse.
Why is it worse?
Chil Hashem wise, it's better. But in terms of the post 3 months, it's worse because he's borrowing money shelo midas, essentially.
Right, you're not allowed to use a credit card.
You might call stealing.
The credit card firm says use my credit card. So what's that?
But now he knows. After this, he knows. They don't know about it.
That's not what's happening. He found out from some folk.
Right. At this point, he's stealing,
he's
not borrowing.
The world and said, oh, I know there's a fool in the credit card. Everybody, quick, give me your money, and I'm going to rob the credit card.
No, that's not a bigger problem. What happens if the money's coming out of somebody else's credit card?
So anyone can actually identify the difference of the second 3 months after the first 3 months to the case in the Shulchan Aruch in the space of 4 words. What is the difference between the case of the Shulchan Aruch and after the first 3 months?
Shalom Midas? That's two words, sir.
It's not anymore.
I'm
doing business on that.
You're not doing it with a person's consent, for sure.
Okay, I can't see the point.
Ain't talking to your day. Ain't talking to your day.
They also know you're there. The difference is.
The credit guy said they might find out.
Sometimes it's fine. Find out. Give them.
Pay them.
The difference is like this. In the case of Shulchan Aruch, how did he get the money from the goy?
Borrowed it with his nose.
Did the goy know he was giving the money?
Yes.
So he gave it the das, and then he forgot about it. Yeah, or he died, and no one found about it. In the case of the credit cards company, how did, after the first 3 months, did the bocha get the money? With the das of the goy?
No.
Yes.
No, but he's not aware.
First,
yeah, that's awesome.
Is only ever
going to
be a computer.
First,
who enabled the money to get out of the credit card company into the boss's house?
Fault in the system.
Fault in the system with a combination of what? Combination of fault in the system.
And his dust.
And the bocha.
Right.
The bocha used a fault in the system to get hold of money from the goy.
Steal.
Whereas in the first case, he got hold of the money with full das of the goy. In this case, he used a fault in the system to get hold of money from the goy. It's different.
The goy didn't change after the first 3 months.
No, in the first 3 months, the bocha didn't use use the Fulton system to get hold of money. Just follow the rules.
He still followed the rules after 3 months.
But then he knew he was taking advantage of the system.
But he's taking advantage of the first 3 months. He wasn't taking advantage of the mistake. And the second 3 months, he's taking advantage of the mistake.
Against all the rules.
Okay? So that's the difference. He's taking advantage of the mistake to get hold of money from the government. Does that make a difference in halacha? So. So, now.
Can you say it better?
So, on the first 3 months, he's for sure potter. He wasn't involved in getting that money as much as the goy wasn't involved. He also wasn't involved in getting the money. He got money. And now he finds out. Now it comes out. Oh, I owe you money. Oh, you don't know about it. Okay, so I don't have to pay. But the second thing, he's actually involved with making advantage of the mistake to get a hold. Is that worse?
He's still taking advantage of the first 3 months by not paying.
He didn't know about it. He didn't know about it.
He's taking advantage now by not paying.
It says that you cannot sell out.
It's what's more similar to the case.
He can't make profit on our
side. Where he also
can make profit. I can take money from you and invest it in a business.
I can't bring people to use the car.
I'm using the car for them. I'm using the car for me and I'm charging them.
He's taking advantage.
Yeah, but it was done with the credit card.
You can't do that.
Okay.
I'm sure it has all the combinations.
So this is what we call a sugya of tos akum, a goy making a mistake. Are you allowed to take advantage of a goy making a mistake or not? So let's discuss two further shailas. One is a common shaila that didn't come to basin, so it's a common shaila that comes up. Every rav gets these type of shailas. And the second one who does come to basin. Both involve taking advantage of a mistake of a goy. First case, the website is selling tickets to America, fly cheap to America, and it listed on it, instead of, is missing one of the noughts in its price. Instead of saying $1,000, it's saying $100.
A zero
is missing. And you see that, and you go ahead and you buy 5 tickets. Yeah?
Go and jump on the bandwagon.
Then you tell all your friends and they jump in as well at the same time. Now, is there a problem of taking advantage of a mistake of a goy over there? There's a mistake of a goy, it's a goyish company. Taking advantage to take money, which is obviously a mistake.
Yes, because there you knew about the mistake.
That's one case. That's a common child I've been asked a few times. Yeah?
What about Elam?
What Elam? Talking about a goy.
No, Elam is happening.
Yes.
So is that what would be Elam? Elam wouldn't be
Elam. It's a huge company. It's more business, you get.
To make a difference.
After an hour, they found out about the mistake, and then they change it, but it's too late. There's already 150 people who've already booked their tickets on there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Now, second case. Comes the base in this shot. Unfortunately, Reuven's wife gives birth to a child who, with no eyes. No eyes.
Yeah.
In the course of pregnancy, they go for screening to see what's going on with the baby, how healthy the baby is. This type of blemish at that stage should have been seen. A professional would see it at that early stage of screening, but it was missed. And the Shida now they're asking is, can they sue the doctor who did the screening and made this mistake? What are you suing? What would it matter? In the Goyish world, you could find her like this. If you would have found out at an early stage that there would be such a blemish in the child, then I would have done an abortion. Because of your mistake, the child was born with this blemish and I wasn't able to have that option. Therefore, I'm suing you for preventing me that option.
Isn't the Chilul Hashem to suggest that you would have done an abortion?
You can't do an abortion.
In Goyish world, it's perfectly normal and acceptable. Yeah? Concept.
Yeah.
But you are a Jew and you halakhically not allowed to do such a thing. You will never do such a thing. Can you make such a false pretense claim to sue the goy in order that the insurance company pay out a lot of money for such a claim, which they will. But you know full well that is not a really a valid claim. Can you take advantage of the system in such a case to take money out of the goy? No chila Hashem. No chila Hashem is perfectly acceptable in the goyish world. Such a thing.
You're also.
So both are you. There's a mistake out there. A system that's set up in a mistaken way. And can you take advantage of that situation to take money away from the goy?
Does it matter that you're telling lies?
What?
Does it matter that you're telling lies?
Lies, well, that's we had different shiurim on lies. Were you here for the shiurim on lies? You remember there, about the issue of lying. Okay, there's an issa of lying. Correct, there's an issa of lying. But is there an issa of gezel as well, besides lying? So let's discuss the issue of mistakes. So it's a Gemara in Baba Kama, number 3. Amashmul tasometeres. It's perfectly okay to take advantage of a mistake of a goy. Kihai to Shmuel, like the case of Shmuel himself. Zovin mekuti, he bought from a goy, lekana to da'ava, b'mada pisli, b'dala zuzi. He bought a golden vessel with 4 zuz. V'ivnelei chad zuzi, and he hid 1 zuz. Now what's the case? So there's 2 interpretations of what is that case was going on with Shmuel. The Oruch says, Peshat in Shmuel, which was brought down by the Muki Yosef, that Peshat in Shmuel was like this. The goy advertised that he's selling copper kalim. Shmuel comes along, for 4 zuz, that's the going rate for these copper kalim. Shmuel comes along and realized that it's not copper, it's really gold. It's 10 zuz really. But the goy doesn't know that. He thinks it's copper. So Shmuel says, here's 4 zuz. I want to buy it. And he adds another zuz. Making out it's a mistake, he's adding another zuz. So when the goy counts, the goy thinks that Shmuel's making a mistake and giving him 5 instead of 4. In order to make sure that the goy will quickly, without thinking, run away with his 5 zuz, thinking he's made off with an extra zuz against the Jew. When Shmuel knows that he's the one who's gained, because really it's 10 zuz. Says Shmuel, that's perfectly mutter. He did it himself. Taking advantage of a mistake of a goy. And Rashi learns the case differently. Rashi says the case is not like that. The case is like, it's really a golden vessel, and the goy knew about it, it was a golden vessel. And golden vessels go for 4 zuz. So what did he do? He took the golden vessel, and when he was paying him, he paid him really only 3 zuz. Not the whole amount. He only paid him 3 instead of 4. And the goy didn't realize. Because he counted. He said, no, count again. And he counted wrong. He made him count wrong. And that is mutter according to Rashi. So there's 2 ways to learn what's the case of taking advantage of a goy's mistake. The Oruch's way and Rashi's way. And they're very different. Why? If you think about it, the Oruch's case, what's he doing? Who made the mistake? Who made the mistake with the way the Oruch looked? The goy thought it was copper, ended up being gold. So he made the mistake. I didn't make him make a mistake. He's got made the mistake already, and I'm taking advantage of a mistake he's already made. The way the Rashi's learning, why did this goy make the mistake? Who made the goy make the mistake? The Jew built a situation up that the goy made the mistake. The goy wouldn't have made the mistake. The Jew made him make a mistake. Yeah. And that, says Rashi, is also mutter. So according to the Oruch, it's only mutter if the goy already made the mistake and you can take advantage of it. According to Rashi, it's mutter even to try and make the guy make a mistake and take advantage of it. Yeah, Kavachomer when he makes my mistake by himself. But I can even make a, build up a situation to make him make a mistake in order to take advantage of it. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah. Therefore,
Rashi learns both cases.
Therefore, when you relate back to those two cases, which of the two cases fit into which one? Let's look at the case of selling the tickets, the airplane tickets. Yeah. Who made the mistake over there?
The guy
made the mistake. I didn't create, I made the situation for me. He made the mistake by himself. So he made the mistake by himself. I can take advantage of it, according to the Orach, and for sure according to Rashi. But in the case of where I'm trying to make a claim out of the guy, and I'm building up a picture to make a picture to say that you, the goy, owe me money based on this picture, but it's not a real picture. Who's making the goy make this mistake to give money when it's not due? Who's, by the insurance case, creating a situation that the goy gives money when really it's not due to give money? The Jew's making that. He's building up a whole picture, a whole story which doesn't really exist. And all to the goy should now make a mistake in giving over the money. That is only mutter, according to Rashi, but not according to the Aruch. So what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch passed it like this. Number 4. Toss over the gochovin. A goy makes a mistake, could go in lahatoso b'cheshbon mutter. For the Jew to make the goy make a mistake is mutter, like Rashi. Avad shelo yotelo, as long as the goy doesn't know about it. Tilekel chil Hashem, there won't be chil Hashem. V'yeshomrim, but some say it's osa lahatoso. Some say it's osa to go and make the goy make a mistake. And in Tom Atzer, only if he makes a mistake by himself, then you can take advantage of it. Then it's been permitted. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. Since it's a machlokus. If it's a machlokus, what do we normally say?
Wherever the money is.
What do we normally say? If it's a machlokus, wherever the money is, stays. But if you haven't yet got the money, and you're asking a shayla, can I do it? What we would say?
You
can't do it, because maybe it's gezel. Rashi says it's not gezel to take from that insurance with a false picture. But the Oroch says it is, and the Shulchan says it's a machlokus. You're asking me whether I can do it? No, the Oroch says it's gezel. How can you go ahead and do it? But you've already done it, and you want to know whether you have to give it back. I can't force you to give it back because of Russia. That appears to be the picture. So therefore, in the case of the airline, for sure you can take advantage of that. That's Kulahama. In the case of the insurance, Machlokas, it depends. You're coming before you've done that event, where we're saying, for sure you can't do it because you were involved in Gezel the Oroch. Or after you've already done it, and we say, are you Mechuyev? We can't say you're Mechuyev because of Russia to give it back.
Going back to the airline cases,
yes.
If a person walks into a store and gets undercharged unknowingly, he walks out and goes, oh no, they gave me too much change, gave me an extra. So that would be clearly tells Akum, I had nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Right. But a person goes into the store and sees a product that's mismarked, and
yes,
he knows
like Shmuel, like the case of Shmuel. He saw that it was said, I'm selling a copper keli. He knows it's not copper. And it's really gold. He took advantage of that mistake. You can do that.
That's talk at the same Tal's outcome.
Yes, that's Tal's outcome. Because I didn't invent his mistake. He would make the mistake himself.
Kiddush Hashem to return the money anyway. Do you have a Kiddush Hashem to return the money?
Yes, if there's a possibility of Kiddush Hashem, then there's a mitzvah to go and give it back and do a Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
But if there's no Kiddush Hashem, to give it back is awesome.
It's also
to give money to a goy when you're not mechuyev to, because you're giving money to people who don't keep Shabbat mitzvahs, but they know if they keep Shabbat mitzvahs, it's a different story.
No mitzvah
to yourself, yes. So you want to give, you want to not have advantage of the money, give it to stock it, fine. But to give it to a goy,
always a Kiddush Hashem.
It's also, unless there's Kiddush Hashem, when there's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen.
There's always Kiddush Hashem.
Not always.
There will be
always. Not every situation.
They give you so much change.
For example, I'll give you an example. When there's no Kiddush Hashem. When it's a corporation. It's not an individual goy. It's a corporation, a goy corporation. They, if you phone them up, and this has happened a few times, people say, phone up and say, look, you gave me too much money, I need to give it back. And they say, no, we don't want to be involved, we don't know how to set money back. How does a corporation, Coca-Cola, get money back for, they don't want to, it's too complicated for them. It's no mechanism, it's more of a tircha, there's no more Kiddush Hashem and stuff. And then if you still try and give it back, and try and give it back, you haven't created any Kiddush Hashem, and all you've got is give money to a goy, which is not permitted if they don't keep Shabbos, do they not? Yeah. Now, there's a knetch. There's a knetch. There's a Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo says like this. That everybody learned Peshat and Rashi, like I said, wrong. That's not Peshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say you're allowed to go up to a goy and scheme and how to make the goy make a mistake and then take money out of it. No, there's no such Rashi. What does Rashi mean then? It says, Afilu lefi pirush Rashi, Shapirush Yisrael hita a goy b'cheshon, that the Yisrael made the goy make a mistake. Haimu Mishum, that's only permitted the Svile Habkas Habashori. That's only, if you owe money to a goy, you don't have to pay. That's all Rashi's saying. Rashi Matamazelak Afkasori, he learns this is like, okay, so not paying your debts. Why? Because Ma'acha Shekoni Yisrael Hamazrik B'Mashicha, because once the goy has taken hold of the gold keli, and now it becomes his, Nasanova Dalazuz Bechov. Now, what does the money owe? What is that money considered? He's taken hold of possession of the gold vessel which has been sold. Now it's his. By picking up that Hagbar Mashika. Now, he owes money. What's that called, owing money? A debt. A debt. We've already learned. If the goy doesn't know about you paying debt, you don't have to pay debts. It's not that he tricked the goy to give him money. He got with total knowledge, he got hold of the gold vessel. Yeah, he came up to the goy, said, can you give me the gold vessel? Fine. They didn't take the gold vessel and the trickery. He took it with total dust. He's taken hold of the gold vessel. It now belongs to him, the gold vessel, yes? Had it belonged to him, because the goy gave it to him. Did he trick the goy to give it to him? No. So he got hold of it, totally true. Now, what's the relationship between the Jew and the goy now? Once he's got hold of this gold vessel? He owes a debt.
Why isn't it a trick?
A debt?
Why isn't it
a debt? Debt? I don't have to pay if the goy doesn't know.
Why isn't it a trick? If he's taking it on the understanding he's going to pay four and he only pays for three, he's tricked.
No.
It's always that thing of like a buyer and a seller. It's always like, you're always going to be a debtor.
So therefore, says the Mashal, the Yamshel Shomer, you can read it by yourself later on, but basically what he says carries on. It's only if you take possession of the item first. That way you own the item, and now you owe money, and you're not giving the whole money, and he doesn't know about it. But if you do it the other way around, you give the money first, in order to trick him to think that he's now got hold of his money, to give under false pretenses the keli, the vessel, then that's osur. Because then you're tricking him to give over money. You can only not give a debt back. But to trick him, in order to get money, you can't do it, even according to Rashi. So if so, in our case of insurance, what's he doing over there? Is it a debt, which he's just not paying? Or he's building up a scenario to trick the goy in order to give money over? What's he doing?
Second
case. So if so, even according to Rashi, it's also. Says the Abshal Shema.
Is Shulchan Aruch learned this way also? Shulchan Aruch learned this way also?
Shulchan Aruch is Mumach. Even Mumach.
Saying the Yeshomer, saying before the Yeshomer.
Yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch, the two opinions. So therefore, la halacha, we're saying, in the case of the airline, that you can take advantage. The goy made a mistake, you can take advantage of it. In the case of the insurance, it's osa lekul alma, because you're building up a situation to trick the goy to give you, which no one says is mortal.
After 3 months.
Yeah. No, talking about the insurance case. The insurance case. Rashi. Yeah. You're building up a situation to make the goy make a mistake to give money. No one says that's permitted. Even according to Rashi, even if you've already done this and you come to Beis Din, you're going to say, you have to give it back because that's stealing from the goy. Hi, Rashi. Rashi never said you're allowed to do that. Rashi just said you're not allowed to pay your debts. Now we go back to our first case. The restaurant. You tell me what this is like. After 3 months, when he knows that the goy is making a mistake and now he's going with Kavona to go to the restaurant to take money from the goy. How do you look at that?
Should be asked to the Koyama.
Is that the Oros case, which is Mutsu according to everybody? Is that Rashi's case, which is Mutsu according to Rashi, the Oros according to Oros? Or is this like the Yamshul Shomer's case, where even Rashi would say this is Osa? Is he taking advantage of the mistake, which is Mutsu according to everybody? Is he just not paying back a debt, which is Mutsu according to Rashi? If you know, building up the picture at the beginning. Or, it's worse. He's making the goy make a mistake to give money. What? How do you look at that case?
One or three?
Three.
Three.
He's causing the goy to make a mistake to give him money, which will be also going to everybody. That's what you're saying. Everyone agrees?
Or what? Or the airline case. Or it's like the airline.
It's one that's completely mutter going to everybody. You're all extremes today.
There's no two. Not two.
You still could get that bill.
But he hasn't come in 3 months. It hasn't come in
9 months.
Yeah, but he's making the guy give out more money for his advantage, for his business. So he's making the guy make a mistake. Taking more money.
Again, the guy buying the airline ticket saw the mistake also. He saw his mistake in the computer system and says, I see the guy's messed up. I'm now going to actively go and buy those tickets. That does sound very similar to our case, close 3 months.
So what does everyone say? That's their conclusion. Your conclusion now, it sounds like, it's like the airline. Eric, you'll make quiet. What do you hold to this?
The case is the airline. The airline's selling something for $100 instead of $1,000. They said it's $100. We're assuming, or we know it's a mistake. They said they're selling for $100. We pay $100. In this case, the case of the restaurant with a credit card, to put it in terms of the airline, they said it's $100. And the guy's finding a way that he didn't realize he could get away with getting the ticket without paying the $100, and so he's getting locked in, he's getting without paying.
So I'm going to use Eric's muscle, and it's not the way that Eric's used it. Okay, we'll use it differently.
He uses his credit cards.
It's not like one, and it's not like three.
Those are my two choices.
Say you're wrong, and it's like two.
Oh no.
Why? Why? It's something in the middle. Why? What's if you're looking like this? The goy is not like the airline where he's advertising, come and buy a ticket for $100. That's not the credit cards are not saying, come and take money from me. Pay me back. That's what they're doing. Yes. They're not saying, come and take, and it's a mistake. You are creating a situation where you know there's ability to make the Akav give money to me, even though he's not advertising to give money, in a sense that he won't be able to get it back. So therefore, you're involved in that mistake. Unlike the airline, where the only one who's making the mistake is the airline that advertising, come and buy for $100. You're not involved in that mistake at all, you're just coming and buying. With a credit card, you have to get himself involved in order to finish off the mistake. If you have to get involved to finish off the mistake, then it's like case of two, because at the end of the day, you borrowed money. You haven't stolen money, you borrowed money, because they allow you to take the money. But you caused them to borrow money in a fashion where you know that they're not going to get it back. So that's like the case of Russia. You've taken the Galens knowing full well that they won't be able to get their money back. You created a debt which you know they won't be able to get back. That's the case of Rashi, and it's mutter according to Rashi, but also according to the Oroch. Therefore, we should say, in such a case, that you shouldn't have done it if you come and ask us. But once you've done it to you, if you should give it back, you've got Rashi. But that's a very dangerous thing to say.
Why isn't that the third one,
then? The third one is when you're involved in the whole mistake. The Goy is not making a mistake. You created the whole mistake. The third one. The Goy didn't make a mistake. You came and built a picture for him to make a mistake. That's the third case. Here, the Goy has got a faulty credit card system. He's involved himself in the mistake, and you're also involved in the mistake to create the money. There's a joint involvement in the mistake to create the money. That's the case of Russia. So, but it's a very dangerous thing to rely on Rashi. Firstly, the Shach says you cannot paskin like Rashi. And secondly, there's a Be'er HaGola on that case. It says very profound statements. You may be halachically able to keep the money. But if you think by doing that you're going to gain financially, you're not. In the big picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look kindly at such ways and means of gaining business, gaining profit. And if you gain over here, you're going to lose later down the line over somewhere else. So therefore, if you think you can use Rashi to make money, you're very much mistaken. You're going to lose at the end of the day. Hashem is going to make sure that the money you gained over here is going
to
lose elsewhere.
So why doesn't that Be'er HaGola apply to all Tazaki cases? In the case where they gave you extra change in the store.
No, because here, why is Rashi worse? Rashi worse is that you were involved in making the task come as
you were.
You're involved in the task itself. It's not the case, though.
There's more than that. So if you ask, you say you can't do it.
Yes.
Obviously you can't do it. Obviously it's awesome.
Because of the Oroch, not according to Rashi. If you ask Rashi, he says you can do it. According to the Oroch, you can't do it. So if you come and ask, we're not going to Machriya, because the Shulchanot did Machriya. Who's right, Oroch or Rashi? So we say it's Osir before. Afterwards, we say we can't force you to give it back. But you think you're going to gain by going like Rashi, says the Be'er HaGola, you're not going to gain by going like
Rashi. Rashi wouldn't agree with that Be'er HaGola. Rashi would say, no, it's perfectly okay.
He didn't say Musari that it's okay to be involved in.
I mean, even Rashi might agree, yes? It's not. Yeah.
So therefore, the end of the day, let's summarize. In the case of the restaurant in the first 3 months, no one was involved in the toss. You just owe money. If the guy's never going to find out, you don't have to pay. And if he sends the bill, pay. But if you don't, you don't have to pay. Because you don't have to pay debts to a guy as long as there's no Chilul Hashem involved.
But you have to stop doing what you were
but
doing.
But once you know, that is you shouldn't carry on because there's an Oroch. And you think you're going to financially gain. You're not going to financially gain by going like Rashi. If you did take it, then halachi, we can't force you to give it back because there is a Rashi over there that says that if you create a debt where he's not going to get the money back, that's also okay. You don't have to pay back, but you're not going to gain by such a halach, but we can't force you to give it back. In the case where they advertise the airline $100 instead of $1,000, perfectly mutter, lachilchila, to take advantage of it. And there's even a minhag and a law that's involved that says that they are not, can't even sue you afterwards to get back those tickets which are sold in those first months. But halachically, even without that, it's perfectly okay. And we'll just finish the summary. And in the last case of building a whole picture to force, under false pretenses, get insurance to pay you money, that's also the kula alma. That's no heter in such a case.
Is there a difference between the airline if they advertise $100 instead of $1,000, or if fans or loophole in the programming, if it's this and this and that, all these different things, in order to